Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Points for the red team.
Under fire.
What's good? What's happening? This is Mlindeni from the Gamerzone Show, the long-awaited, and I'm not alone.
It's your boy BZ, the show that shows other shows what they should be showing, and yeah, welcome to yet another beautiful show, people.
Yeah. Look, man, I must say that there's certain games that I certainly enjoy. I love them, but at times, it's like we're just going with the hype, man. There's like games where you just feel like, yeah, it's overhyped, it's overpriced, and like, when you look at it, basically, it's like, would you even play this game if people weren't talking about it? Have you ever had a game like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I mean, there's a lot of games that I've played, and a lot of people have been hyping it up. And when you play it, it's just like a little bit of a plot twist, you know, kind of a antithesis type of thing where you find yourself playing the game and it's less than what exactly you expected, man. It's a very disappointing thing that I experienced. But sometimes you experience the game and it's a really good game, but sometimes it's a little overhyped and embellished, and you know, maybe it's a thing of perspective, but you know, I just feel sometimes that some things are a little overrated and they just get reviews out there that I don't think they necessarily deserve to some level.
Yeah. Now that's true. For me, there's this one game that I never enjoyed from the get-go when it was released and all that. I just felt like, man, what's the point? So this game is Uncharted. I know some Sony fans love it. I mean, the movie came out as well like a year ago and it was good, but I don't know, man. I played this on PS3. The graphics were okay at that time. And then the storyline is like, this guy just wants Nathan Drake. He's just like a treasure hunter. It feels like Indiana Jones and all that. But then he's got like people helping him out and all that. And I'm just like, okay, like what's the whole point in this, man? If he wasn't really hunting for the treasure, then what happens after that? Like, is he just that kind of normal guy, average person, nothing to it? Because I feel like the story was not enticing for me enough to say, okay, I really want to play this game and like finish it off. I only finished like two of them, which was Uncharted 4 and The Lost Legacy on PS4, because at that time I had no games to play at that point. Like, I had finished everything else and then those two were just there, and I was just like, okay, fine, let me just like get the trophies from this game, but like, look, man, Uncharted for me was just boring. I could never enjoy it.
Yeah, man, and I know exactly what you're experiencing, because it's just, man, it's a really bad experience, and you find yourself in a situation where what you expected is not the reality, man. It's a really disappointing moment for a lot of people. And I think the game that I played, where I was just like, no, this is not it, not what I expected, mm-hmm. Nothing like what I was really anticipating, man. I think the game was Call of Duty After World at War. I was just a little disappointed at that game, man. I mean, isn't an unpopular opinion that the game was a really good game. You know, it was, you know, out there, but the way people hyped it up was just a little out there, man. Like, it's nothing that you expect. Like, you know, right now I'm playing Modern Warfare, you know, and it's a really good game, but not a lot of people are hyping it up. It's getting the fame it deserves, yes, because it's Call of Duty after all, but it's not as hyped up as, you know, After World at War. You know, it's certainly a better game than what it is right now. But of course, certainly I give credit to people who are out there doing what they have to do. And, you know, the years have passed and certainly games will develop, you know. But the level of hype that the game is getting right now and the level of hype that After World at War got back then is a little disproportional, seeing that the game has developed but it's getting less hyped up, you know, which I think is a little bit of a undeservingly statistic for the game. You know, I think the game needs a little bit more realism. People need to hype up as much as as good as the game is, you know, because I think the game was cheap, and I think that's why people hyped it up as much as they did, you know. But the game was a good game, but not as much as people hyped it up. And as I always say, man, things that are hyped up, they get embellished, and you get what you didn't think you would.
Mm. Oh, interesting, interesting, man. Okay, okay. I see. I don't think I ever played World at War. I probably played like the modern, I mean, the mobile version of it, but it was like just a weird copy of it. But like, yeah, it was okay. But from what I've heard, I think that's where the zombies came out from. I think that's when Call of Duty started making the zombie mode.
Yeah.
After you finished the campaign.
Yeah.
And everyone was like crazy about that. And okay, okay, I see, man. Like, it was overhyped for you. So I think for me, the other game that I just say, it's just like too much hype, man. It, even if people want it back, they were talking about it back then. Even on the days when like there was PC games that were just like easy to access, that's Need for Speed Most Wanted. For me, it just, I never liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it. It's just one of these games where everyone is hyping it up. And if you say a different opinion that's not popular there, then everyone hates on you. So now you just go on the bandwagon. You're just like, yeah, no, Most Wanted is good. Yeah, the BMW that you get in the beginning. And then now you need to get it back because they stole it from you and blah, blah, blah. Man, for me, I think the game that I enjoyed was Underground 2 and Carbon. Carbon, of course, it was a bit different because of how it was set up. And most of the races, if I'm not mistaken, were like nighttime. And on PSP, you could even have like the assisting car, like the car could like assist you on the other side to knock out other people or to help you as you're driving and racing. And I enjoyed Carbon a lot more actually, because Most Wanted for me was just like, nah, man, it was just like, I don't know. It was just boring, man. Even though people say it's the best game, they need a reboot. They even tried making a reboot in 2012. Which I got it in the PS3, and yeah, no, it was bad, man. It wasn't even like a reboot. I think it was like Most Wanted 2.
Yeah.
But it sucked. It was just really bad. I feel like, no, this game for me is just not it.
Yeah, man. And I mean, as a racing guy, I definitely agree with you on that, because I played Need for Speed Most Wanted, and it certainly was the most wanted game, excuse the pun, but you know, it was yeah, just out there, man. It was insane, you know, but what I can tell you is the game was certainly overrated, man. And I didn't think it deserved the level of hype that it got. Because comparing it to all the its rivals, like Need for Speed Rivals, excuse another pun, it was a really good game. Like, it was really good game. Like, it was way better than your Need for Speed Most Wanted, you know. And from the first couple of missions that you have on Most Wanted, it started to become a little bit more tedious, because now all you're doing is going up the ranks, finishing your series, and after that, there's pretty much nothing to the game. There's no life, because the storyline was like pretty short-lived, you know? It's slapstick from this to that, and then after that, there's nothing, you know? And then I think that's why the game was a little overhyped, because it was so easy to play, and to some degree, a little bit cheaper than the other games, like your usual Forza, if you're an Xbox fan, your Gran Turismo. But I think it was a little overhyped. The gameplay of the game was okay, man. It was okay. I don't think it was like spectacular and out there, but it was doing what it had to do at its time. And yeah, man, I think there certainly were better games than Need for Speed Most Wanted, but I feel like it could have done better, man. Could have done better.
Nah, definitely, man, definitely. Like, I just couldn't take it, man. I was just like, yeah, okay, fine, everyone is hyping it up, so just get the game, enjoy it, and I mean, just join everyone else playing it on those PS2 days.
Wild, man.
Yeah. And your side, what other game did you feel like was overhyped?
The game I think was a little bit overhyped was Overwatch. Where,
oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great game. Not gonna lie. It was an insanely great game, but I feel like it was one of those games where you played it, but you felt like there was certainly something missing in terms of graphics. I don't know if it's me only, but I felt that, you know, and it was just out of this world where I feel like the graphics were lacking a little too much for its time. You know, but everything else was beautiful. It was very colorful. Characters were larger than the life. The art style is fairly cartoony, you know. And there were a lot of weapons, which I really liked, you know. And everyone fights over playing limited number of classes. It was a great game, you know. But the graphics was just a little too off. Maybe a little too cartoony for me. Or maybe I feel like I like more realism than I would like something to be a little more animated. But I feel like the game was a little overrated for its time. A lot of people played the game and they really enjoyed it, which it was a really enjoyable game. But I feel like the rating on the game was a little overhyped. It was a little too much. A little bit here and there. Compliments, yeah. I will give compliments where they're due. But the game was a little overrated, man. I feel like it could have done better in terms of the graphics and the whole feel of the game, but I feel like it was overrated, man. It was overrated.
Okay. So wait, have you played the second one? Because now it's out and it's like free to play and stuff.
Oh yeah, I've seen it. You know, I haven't necessarily played it yet, but what I have done is like watched a couple of reviews, watch people play it, and it looks really cool. I feel like the hype that the first one got is deserving of the second one and not necessarily the first one, man. And I think the development from the first to the second is astronomically big, like it's insurmountable, you know. And I think that second one deserved the reviews and the hype more than the first one. But of course, again, the development of the game should be there. I mean, you can't release a game that's just as good or even worse game if you're going to release a progressive successor of the game, you know. But I feel like the hype of the first one was a little bit more than what is right now. But also, I think because it was new, it got that hype. And to some level, I credit that level of hype. But now the level should be increased and not decreased if you're not going to release another successor that's even better than the first one.
Okay. No, I understand, man. Well, the last one for me, for this part one of what we're recording, is Halo. I know that Xbox fans, and I know that you were an Xbox fan before. You had a 360, and you enjoyed that console, but I don't get it, man. What is the hype with Halo? I mean, everyone kept talking about the Master Chief. He's so cool and all that. And I would see posters about him. I remember I played it once and I'm like, man, it's a decent shooter. It's okay. There's nothing big or whatever. And there's that Halo where apparently they believe that he died. And then all of a sudden, no, he didn't die. He just sacrificed himself or whatsoever. Oh. And I was just like, okay, I don't know, man. These were like fan theories. And then there was another game that was released after that. And I was like, look, man, I'm not going to like go on this hype or whatever, man. I played the game only for like 10 to 15 minutes because it was at a game store. So I couldn't play for that long. But then I was like, man, this game is okay. I don't even know if it's worth like the rating to say the age rating was like 16. I feel like that's a 13 PG type of game. And like there's no gore. It's not that violent. It's okay, man. Like I don't know. Not that I'm hating because it's an Xbox exclusive. Besides the fact that I don't like Xbox. But I'm like, there's no point in this game. And there's other shooter games that you could play that are way better than that.
Yeah. That's true, man. That is true. That is just certainly true, man. And I feel I've played Halo a couple of times, you know, and the game is out there. It's doing what it should. And there are people who like games like that, you know, but I'm truly not a fan of Halo, not because it's at Xbox, but I just generally did not like the game, you know, but when I played the game, I remember I first got into the game and I thought it was something similar to like Call of Duty, but then I realized it's got a lot of sci-fi in it. There's a bit of a long storyline and, you know, but I feel like there were certain elements that were missing, you know, like the hype that games have when they usually deserve that hype are not anything similar to Halo. Like they're very much different. There's a lot of storyline. There's a lot of adrenaline rush to the game. Physics, yes, Halo did have that, but there were certain elements that were missing that kind of were deserving of that level of hype, man. And I think the game was really good for the people that certainly like that type of game, but I feel like I agree with you at this on this point. I mean, it was just a little bit of an overhype. It was embellished, hyperbolized, just out there for whatever reason, you know, but I feel like maybe the fans of that game were feeling that it deserved that, or maybe their genre of games just were included there and it kind of overshadowed everything bad about the game, you know, because they're from inside looking out, we're from outside looking in,
yeah,
and, you know, I guess the game was just not what it should be for us, because we certainly like something different.
No, true, man. And just to close off, like, what's the game that you feel like was overhyped as well? Your last one for now.
Well, the last game, I think everybody knows this game. Grand Theft Auto. My goodness.
What, for real?
The whole series of Grand Theft Auto is just overrated. Like, the whole series. I mean, it's a good game overall. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and lie and say, no, the game was bad, that, but there was a point in time where the game was just so overrated that it was just disproportional. Like, it's insane. Like, it seemed like that was the only game to play. Like, if you don't have that game, you don't have a console. Yeah, like, you don't have anything, you know? And it was certainly a good game, man. It was a really good game, but I feel like it's a little overrated. And there's a lot of stuff that I could say about the game that are really good. And the good certainly overshadows the bad, you know, from every little series that they had of the Grand Theft Auto, from the beginning of your Vice City to your San Andreas to GTA 5 to GTA Online. Like, there's a lot of good things that I could say about the game, but it's a little overrated. It's like your typical FIFA. Like, everybody has FIFA.
It's insane.
And it gets overrated over a period of time, man. Like, it's just like hearing the same song over and over and over again. Yes, we get it, it's GTA, but can you kind of tone it down a bit? Because, yeah, we get the point.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, I never thought I'd hear anyone saying that, like, they tired of GTA, because, hey, man, GTA's been good, man. I won't lie. I remember the days when San Andreas came out, like, everyone was like, look, man, after school, I'm going home, I'm going to go play GTA San Andreas. People didn't even care about the missions. People just wanted to explore and play with CJ. And yeah, that was like, I think that was the first black protagonist they had. So everyone was like so hyped in the hood, man. I was like, okay. This game is doing the things. And it was like pretty exciting. But hey, man, that's true. Sometimes it's the truth that hurts, man. Some games are just too overhyped.
That's true, man. And I feel... Also, GTA, I feel like it was overhyped because of that, you know, CJ being the main protagonist and him being black. And also kind of showing the lifestyle that people live as black people in downtown Compton, America, you know. And people kind of like that, you know. And them seeing that level of gangsterism being revealed in real time in a video game. And I think it had a bit of a political statement to some level and a socioeconomic statement to it, you know, that people were really in love with that because now they're living the life on a video game virtually that they really live, you know, in real life. And I think that's what I think a factor that kind of played a role in it being so hyped, you know. It's like having, if you live in the hood in South Africa, like a typical Yizo type of situation where you have people ekasi and they're doing what they have to do, and you have a game that does that, like you've got that and all of that stuff. Like, it's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. No, that's true, man. That was the experience for most of us. So, yeah. I think, look, man, on part two, we're going to actually dive into more other games, and that's our next show for now.
Certainly, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, man. And I feel like we've covered quite a bit of some games, and you know, you could hit us up on our socials if you think that there are certain games that you feel we should cover in the next show or anything else. But for me, your boy BZ, the show that shows other shows what they should be showing, we really do hope you did enjoy the show with us. And to more and more, keep gaming.
Yeah, keep gaming and stay awesome.
Turn up the volume. This is Radio On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. It's Active FM.
Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.